Good morning. We missed Wednesday last week. We had a wonderful Shavuos. So we're back to a wonderful Wednesday, a weekday. I heard a story that Rav Moshe Feinstein, we know he's a great gadol. He lived in our lifetimes. I remember I met him at the schus. He died as an older man in his 90s. And when he was getting a little bit frail and he was ill, someone visited with him, and very uncharacteristically, he was complaining a little bit. He said, "Oh, how are you feeling? Not good, not good." He said, "Well, are you okay?" He said, "Not good." It's very strange. He was not a negative person at all. So what happened? He said, "What's the matter?" He says, "Well, just got back from the doctor, and he says I can't get up at 2 a.m. to learn anymore. I could only get up at 3 a.m. So what's going to happen to me?" Well, we may not have arts, you know. 1 hour of learning, what's going to happen to me? You know, we beg every morning, Avinu Avrahaman, Rachem Aleinu. Please have Rachmanos. We ask to have Torah. We just went to Shavuos. We appreciate it. We focused upon the significance of learning. And here we have someone who really appreciated on a very special level. We know what Rav Moshe means to us in our daily lives, what he accomplished. And when he realized that 1 hour of his time would have to be curtailed and cut back, how tragic that would be, he really appreciated it. I want to switch now to point out how to appreciate and capitalize on making our tefillos in this area, making our tefillos effective. We have within our ability, and to some extent, to a great extent, to have our tefillos answered immediately. Let me give you an example, and then I'll illustrate it, and we'll conclude. Sometimes a guy gets up early. Say you get up at 5 a.m, if it ever happens, and you have a couple hours, you daven early, you may do something, and then you see a friend of yours who just got up at 8 a.m. that day. So I was wondering about this. Between 5 and 8 o'clock, you accomplished something. You're productive. You did things. You went to whatever it was. The reason why you got up early, and this fellow is just getting up now at 8 o'clock. What happened to those 3 hours? For him, I mean, did they exist? Did they not exist? What was he accomplishing? I mean, he just woke up like it didn't even exist. You know how it is when you get up at 8 o'clock. You're like from 5 to 8, didn't even exist. But this other person did have 3 hours. He's already in the middle of his day. You understand? It's interesting to think about. I think about these things sometimes. Sometimes you come up with interesting conclusions from them. When we daven Birchas HaChodesh, we say, Techarish Oretz HaChodesh Hazeh, Titen Lanu Chaim Aruchim. We beg, give us Chaim Aruchim. Now, last time I checked, a month is 30 days. And if we're going to beg for have a long life every month, so what are we asking for? 35 days? Is that going to happen? 27? We're going to get to 30 anyway. How could we ask for Chaim Aruchim if we're going to have just a month anyway? We're asking, we're asking for a long life, at the end of our life to have long, but pashtus means 30 days. So how could you have Chaim Aruchim within the same amount of time? The answer is, if you capitalize on the hours of any particular day. Either you have more of them, like Rav Moshe stayed up longer, and you're able to stay up and to learn more, or the hours that we do have, and the minutes that we do have, if we use them, if they're wasted, they're like you're asleep anyway, like nothing accomplished, kill time. Kill time. That's exactly what it does. Pass time. That's just pass time. The national pastime. America has national pastimes. They actually do their Mivatel Zman communally. They idolize it. They go to baseball games. Our national pastime. Think about what that means. That's been Mivatel time. Between one of our, there was a guy, one of the sportscasters in Chicago. He says, 1 o'clock to 4 o'clock. What are we going to do anyway? I'll use shut-ins. You know, let's just watch baseball for a couple hours and pass the time. I mean, let's be Mivatel Zman together. Let's do it. But we ask for Chaim Aruchim, we can immediately, the next minute, guess what? We could be Mekayim that tefillah. We could make that tefillah have a fulfillment. Hashem will answer it. Because it's within our ability, when we realize what we're saying, to use our time effectively. Plan accordingly. Learn. Do mitzvahs. Be positive. Use the time effectively. That's what it is. Do chasarim. So when we're davening for Chaim Aruchim, we can make it happen. Because Chaim Aruchim doesn't have to mean longer on the calendar, but the hours themselves have to be used, and that is Chaim Aruchim. In fact, there's one more thing I want to mention. We asked Al Tavina, we don't want Chaim She'ein Ben Busha Uchlima. we went a life. There's no shame or humiliation. Well, we could be mekayim that also. Some people are not mekayim it. They yes, I don't want to be shamed or humiliated. And the next day, within a minute, they're doing humiliating and ridiculous things. They're acting silly. They're acting ridiculous. They're saying things. They're embarrassing themselves. They didn't realize it. Now, yes, a minute earlier, not the abusha uchlima. But don't we realize that that's within our own ability to take the tefillah and to link up and to have a partnership with the Kodesh Baruch Hu? We don't want to have busha uchlima, and we can undo it. We can be mekayim the tefillah. We shouldn't have busha uchlima. So many areas, if we think about the opportunities that we have, and Shavuos was the time to do it, and particularly now this time of the year, we're looking back on what we've accomplished, looking forward to a Siyum Banquet Award next week, tremendous, all the Siyumim that are taking place, all the Chavrusas that are accomplishing things. There has been a lot of Arichus Yamim. Kiheim Chayenu V'yorach Yameinu. Torah is the length of our days. Should be zocher with these lessons that we've come across to be mekayim our own tefilos. We should be mekayim and have our tefilos be fulfilled with arichus yamim and lives that don't have busha uchlima shouldn't be pitiful. We should have instant fulfillment in our productivity and our chayim aruchim.